Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Penn and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely fantastic day today. How are you doing today, Dan?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm in the Tallahassee capital right now in Florida, and I'm having an interesting night. I'm just trying to figure out why in the world, because I spent the night here last night, that they have to run sirens in a small town like this at 2, 3, and 4, and at 6 a.m. in the morning, and right by the hotel window. And I just kind of wonder why hotels, you know, basically don't go in and petition the police to ask them just to run lights at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody else on the road. But just other than that, I'm just sitting here. And by the way, interesting, NBC News came out with a story about Alex Jones, which is really strange because they never really talk about Alex Jones. It says Alex Jones has been ordered to pay $100,000 of the Sandy Hook case, the judge rules. Jones is being sued for defamation in Austin, Texas, by the parents of a six-year-old who was among the 26 people killed in the Newtown, Connecticut attack. A Texas judge ordered Alex Jones to pay $100,000 in another court setback over the InfoWars host using his show to promote falsehoods that the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was a hoax. Jones is being sued for defamation in Austin by the parents of a six-year-old who were among the 26 people killed in Newtown, Connecticut attack. Now, what's also interesting about this is not just over with. There's a bunch of other people who are also suing Jones. It says Jones has acknowledged since that Sandy Hook killings occurred. In June, the father of six-year-old Noah Posner was one of Sandy Hook's victims, won a defamation suit against the authors of a book that claimed the shooting never happened. And it says that Jones operates InfoWars in Texas. He is fighting similar lawsuits, plural, in Connecticut, brought by other families, plural, of Sandy Hook victims for promoting a theory that the shooting was a hoax. A 20-year-old gunman killed 20 first graders, according to the government, whatever you want to call it, account. Six educators and himself in a school after having killed his mother at a Newtown home. So this is a major setback for Alex Jones, and I feel bad for him on this because now he's having to start paying out large amounts of money. Now, quite frankly, $100,000 is a lot of money. It's a lot. But Jones is a very, very wealthy man, and this is not going to affect him. But I can guarantee you he spent a whole lot more than this just working with the attorneys. And once a precedent is set in the case, it could start going into the millions of dollars as far as awards. So, again, in alternative media, we got to be so careful with what we say, especially when you start bringing in names of individuals and basically saying things that can be misconstrued or not, how should I say this in a nice way, if you're not allowed to bring in a defense of what you said. Let me give you a perfect example. I've got a friend of mine right now who's a radio talk show personality, and he's being sued for basically exposing a corrupt pastor on a show that he did, and he mentioned the guy's name. Now, what's interesting about this is the pastor is probably and most definitely corrupt, and the show host has the proof to prove it. The problem is you never know if you're going to be allowed to present the evidence in the case in a court of law in front of a jury, because they may say it's inadmissible. They may not say that the pastor's not on trial here. You are. It doesn't matter what you said. It's whether it's true or not. It's that you said it, and you may have slandered him on a national talk show. So regardless of whether it's true, regardless of whether this pastor basically defrauded a bunch of people, it doesn't make any difference. That was before the court to decide, and you tried him in the court of public opinion. So we're going to determine whether or not you are the one that's liable at this point, and the suit's it's going to be into the millions and millions of dollars, which will leave effectively bankrupt my friend. The problem with all of this is it really puts a quash down on media and the ability of media to come out and say, in my opinion, with a First Amendment right, this is probably what happened. You're not allowed to do that apparently any longer. What you have to do is just sit back and watch it happen and just allow the country to slide into the cesspool of political correctness. Now, I don't know how to say that any more directly without getting in trouble myself. So it's very frustrating to me also when I see stuff like this and I realize that you know, our First Amendment's rights. See, it used to be, you know, without, you know, absence of malice. You could say whatever you wanted to, absence of malice. It was your opinion, and it was known, generally recognized as your opinion. So if you say, I don't believe this happened, I believe this happened instead, it's my opinion of this. Okay. Well, there's no malice there. But suddenly, apparently, we don't need to be able to prove malice any longer. It's just that if we're not politically correct, the SS or the Gestapo or the stormtroopers marching down the cobblestone streets of Berlin could come in and look at you and say, Hände hoch, which basically means hands up. And speaking of Hände hoch, we need to realize that in Germany right now, we've got a major, major, major problem in that I just received this from a friend of mine, and in Germany, basically a public broadcasting corporation has aired a video. This is like PBS would do in this country. So it's the major public broadcasting system in Germany, WDR. A public broadcasting company aired a video of children singing a satirical tune. My grandmother is an old environmental pig. The song encourages children to blame their own grandmothers for global warming. And the video ends with a quote from the angry, weirdo, teenager climate activist Greta Thunberg, and basically says, we will not let you get away with this. Which this Greta Thunberg, I guess that anybody can be made famous if the media decides to make so. She's some weirdo that basically has found a purpose in her life, kind of like the one kid down there with Hogg. It's the shootings down there in Florida. The media decided to make her famous. So here's my thing, and I sent this to one of my friends, one of my relatives in Germany. They immediately texted me back and said, yes, we're well aware of what is happening, and it is awful. We don't know what to do. So what they're saying is, mein Großmutter, or meine Oma, ist ein Schwein. So they're saying, my grandmother is a pig. Now, you know, if you're teaching this to young children, this is a direct affront to the German society as a whole. And Germans, let me tell you something, because I have a lot of Germans listening to this show every day. You have fallen down this slope of political correctness to such a point that I don't know if you're going to get yourself back out of it. You've allowed them to come in now and give you all of this propaganda of World War II, some of it true, some of it's not, and basically they have basically made you guys not even want to reproduce anymore. You have a negative birth rate. You're really going into the ditch. And now you're in a situation where your grandmother was a pig. Now, if you guys can't get together and stop some of this, Germany, as you know it and as I've known it my entire life, will cease to exist within just a few years, perhaps another decade. So this is a major problem. How would you guys like it here in the United States if the children in your classroom started singing that grandmother was a pig, grandfather was a pig? You know, this is to the point now of it literally has become us against them. And this Agenda 2030 of the United Nations Rothschild Organization wanted to put us all into giant cities and get rid of all of the areas that we're not supposed to live in, like the areas that have all these mysterious fires in California, or basically putting us in these really high-density housing complexes in these major cities, completely surrounded by a 5G interface, locking you into an AI, monitoring every footstep, every breath, every heartbeat that you have in a worldwide grid of complete totalitarian nightmare. And this is what's going to happen right now. It's happening right now with Elon Musk, the great weirdo, who seems to have unlimited amounts of cash to do whatever he wants to do. Doesn't it ever seem strange to any of you listening today that these guys have unlimited amounts of cash to do whatever they want to do? Oh, I want to go build a new pickup truck made electric. Okay, here's $1 billion. Here's $5 billion. Here's $10 billion. Whatever your developmental cost is going to be, here's a check. Where do the, quote, Rothschild checks, oops, I slipped, checks come from that allow you all of that money all of the time, and you simply have to just say, hey, I need money, and it shows up on your doorstep. Hey, I've got a new project, it shows up on your doorstep. Well, when you print the money and you make it out of nothing, it's pretty easy to print money, which is what our international banking cartels, who operate under their Sabbatean Kabbalah Luciferian doctrine of their Babylonian money magic, do. And this is the problem that we have. in almost every alternative talk show. They don't tell you the whole story. It's like this. There's an old song, Austin, that was out years ago. It was by Tiny Tim. It was called Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And what's interesting about this is it's like the tulips would represent the international banking cartels and all of their basically subsidiaries and corporations that they own, including the military industrial complex. And there's this giant field of 1,000 acres of tulips. And you've got all of these people tiptoeing through the tulips, basically pointing out all the areas around the tulip, stepping on them, and never touching the stinking tulip. And this is the problem that we have. On this show, we don't tiptoe through the tulips. We take a steamroller through the tulip field, and we say, okay, let's call it in for what it is and who's doing this. Guys, grandma's the pig. Yeah. Where's it going to go from here? What do you think, Austin?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is what they're continually trying to do. And I mean, again, nobody wants to discuss what we saw over New Year's over in the Europe, like France and Brussels, where we have areas that continually are cracking down on free speech and continually allowing more and more people to migrate into those countries. They said on in Strasbourg, France, one media reported that there were 1,031 vehicles set ablaze on New Year's Eve, because apparently that's the tradition by Muslim migrant areas in those areas now of what they do. They just set vehicles on fire. Brussels had another like 240 cars, I think, set on fire. This is what happens when you have completely and totally unchecked migration, and that's what they're trying to do at the same time. This is why they're trying to bring in as many people in the United States, whether legally or illegally, as quickly as possible, so they can in turn get the votes, keep the votes locked in, and then these thinking politicians, these especially the hardcore communist leftist ones, the real communists, then they're going in and just passing laws. No vote, no nothing. They just pass it into effect. And that's what we're going to continue to see happening, especially in these hardcore communist states. And it's going to slowly, slowly, slowly trickle down. And the media is primarily the ones that are really spearheading this, because remember I told you guys the other day, the media tells people what to think. It tells people how to feel. If the media can control how everybody responds to incidences, and the media can tell everybody, this is how you're supposed to feel on this, you're not supposed to say this, you are supposed to say this, people slowly start believing the lie. For example, and this is something that was really quite troubling to me when I saw this from the New York Times, it's no surprise how liberal and communist the New York Times is. They started off with a huge story yesterday, essentially hammering University of Wisconsin. And University of Wisconsin's homecoming committee released a video, essentially, of their school, their campus, their football games, University of Wisconsin. And it was a cool little video. And it was just people all over the place, and it was just, you know, college life. And New York Times absolutely came uncorked, and they said basically that it is a all-white video, it is a racist video, and that virtually everyone in the video is white, and it's an indictment of the university itself. They said, they went on to say here that it's galvanized and divided the university, plagued by a history of racist incidences, and it made people feel uncomfortable. And I read part of the New York Times article, and I literally wrote the rest of it off. I was like, I'm not going to read in this garbage, because it was so racist against Wisconsin. And all it kept doing is blaming University of Wisconsin for being too white, for being too proud of being the University of Wisconsin. And then somebody responded on it, and they said, the Wisconsin demographics is 85.6% white, 6.4% black, 2.7% Asian. So, yeah, it isn't shocking that a video of the University of Wisconsin would be mostly white, because the demographics of the state of Wisconsin are predominantly white. It's just a white state. You have other areas like schools towards Chicago or schools towards Detroit and other areas that are predominantly black. black. There's something wrong with that. The demographics of each area change by who lives there. And so they pushed them so hard. The New York Times made such a riff that they were forced, the University of Wisconsin Homecoming Committee was forced to delete the video and issue apology. I kid you not. And that still wasn't enough on there. They've essentially continually been pushing the article out from the New York Times, trying to promote the fact that, essentially implying that the University of Wisconsin is like a white supremacy school. And it just irritates me, Dad, when you see, you're talking about the stuff that we see with Alex Jones and some of these people that just, you know, they make a simple comment, or like your buddy that I know, you know, you make a comment about something, you go off on something, you talk about your opinion on something, and then all of a sudden these people get sued in alternative media, and it's like nonstop. Everybody's getting sued all the time for just making opinionated comments. But then the university or the New York Times comes out and writes this unbelievably racist article about University of Wisconsin and essentially implies and blatantly says they're an all-white school and they need to check their white privilege. All of a sudden there's crap in it. And that's okay. People promote it. Why? Because it goes along with the media narrative. As soon as you go against the grain, as soon as you don't go along with the narrative, that's when you find out who rules you. That's when you find out who you're not allowed to criticize. And that is happening very quickly now. And that's why in alternative media, everybody's trying to be very careful, because we're trying to get the news out there as best we can. We're trying to be as open as we can. We're trying to be as truthful as we can, and as soon as we make any mistakes right now, it's put under a microscope, because the mainstream media does not like anybody going against the narrative. And that's exactly what we do on this show, is we don't follow the mainstream narrative. We follow the truth of what's really going on, Dad.
You know, it's frustrating, because you're exactly right. Years ago, I remember I used a word which is basically synonymous with the nerve plexus of the body, and I got eviscerated. I mean, I got slammed. And I didn't even know any better, to be honest with you. I'm a biologist. I'm a chemist. I've been trained in all this stuff. And if I use an anatomy term or another term for a nerve plexus or whatever, I mean, it's, to me, it's just a word. And I got hammered for it. And I mean, I was attacked primarily by Christians. And I thought, you know, this is crazy. I said, I'm like the most Christian person, if you want to call me that, on alternative media. All I do is talk about Jesus and the blood of Christ, which nobody wants to touch because it makes you sound like some kind of religious zealot, fanatic nut, I guess. I don't care, because that's what I've been convicted to talk about through the Holy Spirit. So I was like, this is unbelievable, but I was attacked by several people. I never mentioned their names. But finally, I had to get an attorney involved. And I didn't want to do all that, but they wouldn't stop. And this is the problem that I'm talking about right now. You know, if someone doesn't agree with you, okay, like I've got good friends in media. I've got good friends in alternative media. I've got my buddy Mancow up in Chicago. I've got Dave Hodges. I've got Hagman's. You know, I've got so many people that I know on a first name basis that I can pick up a telephone and call them. And I agree with probably 90 to 95% of everything that most of these guys say. Jeff Friend's a good friend. I probably agree with 99% of what he says. But nobody that I know of in alt media agrees with 100% of what everybody else says. But that's okay. That's why I tell you guys, look, do your own research. You know, check out, see if what I'm saying is right. You know, go and do an article, go do a deep, in-depth study of the Kabbalah. Do it. I ask you to. Now, don't start reading the demon god names and all that. Don't do all that. But just listen to the show I did on the Kabbalah about a month ago, exposing the New World Order satanic death cult, and see if what I said was right. Check it on it. Check the guy about the 33 Mason ritual and what they do with the casket. And check it out. Go check it out. Do your own research online and see if what I'm saying is accurate. See, and this is the whole key. Go check in Germany. Go check about the Germans saying that their grandmother's mama's a pig. See, you'll find it's real. See, but here's the problem. Look at what happened in Wisconsin. You know, the New York Times, super racist publication. I mean, unbelievably hates white people, is slamming Wisconsin. Well, Wisconsin can't help it that 85% of the demographics is white. It's like it's their fault they're white. What the heck's wrong with these people? And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Gosh, I feel so dumb. I've got to be so redundant with this stuff. If I was black, I would be super proud I was black. If I was Hispanic, I would be super proud I was Hispanic. If I was Russian, I'd be super proud I was just Russian. Same thing with any other company. Because you can't help what you were born. You know, you weren't sitting around contemplating before you were created. Well, I guess I need to figure out what race I want to be. Let's see. Where do I want to go and who do I want to be? Whose kid do I want to be and how do I want to be? You don't get that option. So you may as well embrace what you are and just be happy who you are. That's all. It's not a big deal. If you think your country is two races, well, go to another country. Go to another country where you think you'll fit in better. There you go. Try that out for a bit. See how that works out for you. Go to a third world H-E-double-six hole and see how you fit in there. Maybe you'll like it better there. I had a Hispanic guy. He was Lance Assad for me, four or five years ago. And I'll never forget it. He was all mad about being in America. And his parents had come over from Mexico. And they had lived like next to a garbage dump. And they were like going through the garbage every day. And they basically came to the United States. And he was born here, raised here. He hated the United States of America. He hated it. And I looked at him, I said, dude, what's your problem? I said, you come on my property, you're laying aside, you're being a complete and total, you know, one of those things. And I don't know what's wrong with you. I said, if you so hate the United States of America that you loathe it, go back to Mexico, back to the garbage dump, or go find something else to do down there. I said, why are you here? You don't have to leave. You don't have to stay here if you hate us this much. I said, your attitude is awful. And I said, if you have that kind of attitude, you're never going to accomplish anything. Same thing if you're a Russian or you're a German or you're a Czech or you're from Romania or whatever, the Japanese, Chinese, and you don't like it in the United States, go back to where your family came from. Go see what it's like to live underneath a complete and total communist regime in China that monitors every single thing you do. Why don't you check out on that? Or you can go back to Germany where you sing about how Almo's a pig. You can do that too if you want. You know, whatever you want to do, go back. But stop complaining. Become part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that's why I say, if I was any other race, I'd be happy I was that way. If I didn't like it here, I'd go somewhere else. But it's ridiculous. In fact, here's an article from Paul Craig Roberts. He goes, everything white, including single family zoning, is declared racist. What? In Virginia, good old Virginia, anti-white Democrats have declared that suburban life of white people is racist. Abrim Shamaria, whatever that is, an anti-white activist who somehow got elected to the Virginia House of Delegates, probably the same thing Cortez, probably back, but same thing back Cortez, has introduced a bill that would give the state the power to override local zoning ordinances that oppose public housing in neighborhoods designated as single-family residential. Apparently, the racist attack on white neighborhoods has already become law in Oregon, Minneapolis, Seattle, and Austin. I mean, so what we're saying is that it's basically single-family housing is bad for the environment, and you're a racist if you live in a single-family home. Again, this is exactly what I'm talking about earlier in the show, about Agenda 2030, about the United Nations Rothschild. Always remember, the United Nations was formed from the League of Nations, from the Rothschild banking cartel. They control the United Nations because the nations that are in the United Nations are basically under the control of the Rothschild banking system. So they control everything. And we need to understand that. And we need to understand that these clowns are the ones that are doing all this. But like right now in New York, you know, they're having a huge rally in New York, and they're actually spending, you know, a whole bunch of time reading the Talmud, you know, and in a giant stadium with like 90,000 people. And many of the Jews now in New York are openly carrying firearms. We'll see how long that lasts, because they're getting tired of being picked on all the time. Hey, if they want to sit around and read the Talmud, and 90,000 of them in the stadium, I don't care. I mean, we have a crusade and we have Christians and 90,000 of them in the stadium and we're having the Bible read. Why would we care about that? But the whole thing about it is that, you know, now the Jews are being so persecuted in New York, they feel as though they're having to go full open carry so they don't get attacked. But right now, there's a heavy presence of security at MetLife Stadium as thousands in the Jewish community celebrate Sinyam Hasas. You know, tens of thousands of Jewish people congregated Wednesday at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to celebrate the reading of the entire Talmud in an event called the Sinyam Hasas, and drew a heavy security presence after recent anti-Semite attacks in the area. Guys, it doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. You should have the right to get together and talk about your religion. It's very, very, very important you know that. And should the people in New York City be allowed to open carry? I think so. I know it's against state law, but that's not against the Second Amendment. Let me ask you another question. Here's an article from Bearing Arms. What's more effective, a no guns allowed sign or law, or armed citizens? In the wake of Sunday's shooting at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas, gun control activists, including Moms Demand Action founder Sharon Watts, almost immediately jumped online to try to use the terrible tragedy to tweet Texas politicians and push for more gun control. What is wrong with her? Does Shannon Ross really believe that if guns had been banned from the churches in Texas, the killer would have opened fire in the sanctuary, would not have decided not to bring a shotgun inside of the house of worship? In other words, do you really think if there had been no guns there, he wouldn't have showed up? No, he would have been there. What really would have happened is this guy would have broken out, broken one more law before committing many, many murders. Only instead of armed parishioners responding, he would have faced an unarmed and defenseless crowd. Allowing guns in churches didn't cause the crime, but it did allow for the armed citizen to end it before it could get off a third shot. Guys, I don't know what's wrong with these people and why they believe, and they really do believe this, that you can't defend yourself. Let me explain something to you. An 80-year-old granny who weighs 90 pounds, I guess she has rights unless she's in Germany. Now she's a pig, but that's okay. But that thing's horrible. That's what they believe, I guess, or whatever. An 80-year-old grandma who weighs 95 pounds or 100 pounds walks into a parking lot. Three thugs, 6'4", 250 pounds each, decide they want her purse. They pull a knife or a gun on her and say, "We're going to kill you, and we're going to take your purse." She is completely and totally defenseless. There's nothing she can do. There's nothing she can do except pull out that .357 revolver. It has really good shot placement. All of a sudden, that little granny, who's got a legal concealed weapon, has a great equalizer. Guys, bad people have always been here, and bad people have always taken advantage of the weak and the old and the frail. Guys, it's not going to stop. The only thing we can do is allow the weak and the old and the frail the right to defend themselves. Ugh. White privilege, garbage, nonsense. We all have privilege that we're even born in the United States of America. We're not under some totalitarian regime stuck in a concentration camp somewhere else. And what do you think?
That's exactly right. And I mean, a armed populace, a ready populace, is a strong populace. And that's the thing about firearms, is they are an equalizer. They can equalize the gap between 80-year-old granny and a 6'4", 300-pound attacker. Equalizer. And that's what the communism and the tyrannical regime that we're seeing now is so bent on taking away, because they don't like anybody, the peasants, you should say, having an equalizing force. That's just the issue with it. Also, too, in other news, this is something that's quite obnoxious and disgusting, as we've seen how individuals can pretty much do anything they want in the name of LGBT nowadays, and it's pretty much okay, and we're supposed to accept it. And as we just talked about a minute ago, if we say anything about it, now all of a sudden it's hate speech, or it's a hate crime if you don't want to do it. It just blows my mind. Well, now at the Alamo Draft House movie theater, parents have become outraged when they went to go see the new Star Wars, which, by the way, I don't recommend seeing. I have not seen it. I will not see it. The whole movie's got a giant subplot about lesbian characters in it, and they completely ruined Star Wars. We've already talked about that, so I'm not going to keep going off on it. But at the Star Wars movie showings, the Texas-based movie chain Alamo Draft House was allowing drag queen performances unannounced for the pre-party, basically before the movie in the commercials. These drag queens, I kid you not, pre-show drag queens were getting up there and dancing around in these costumes. I kid you not, if the movie theater out on the draft house basically did not respond to any of the outrage, as they basically claimed that the drag queens aligned with Star Wars films' fashion themes, which somehow makes it a permissible feature for young children to watch before the movie starts rolling. A lot of parents have gotten out and walked out of the movie. Walked out of the movie, got a refund. So I'm not even going to see this. This is disgusting. Why in the world do you have drag queens at the front of the movie theater dancing around before we watch a movie? Because they want to condition the younger generation to it. This is why I have been preaching so hard for years on making sure you know what your children are being exposed to in the school systems, where they're out and about, especially with this perverted stuff. So apparently they can't get enough traction, and they still can't get enough people into the libraries to get exposed to this disgusting transgender story hour at the library. Now, they're trying to forcibly do it at movie theaters. And by the way, this was not disclosed when they bought the movie tickets. I'm going to write that. The parents did not get an update or a flyer that said, hey, we have drag queens performing before this movie, just an FYI. They were doing it intentionally to expose the children to it, because this is a lot of kids like Star Wars, before the movie, without making any disruption as far as by trying to make it as discreet and as cool as possible to desensitize these children to this. And what's so disgusting about it is, you know, like I said before, I'm very libertarian in my approach. If you want to be a weirdo, you want to go do weird stuff in your own home with your little guy buddy or girl or whatever weird stuff you're doing, there's not much I can say about that. Is it perverted? Yes. Is it a sin? Yes. Is it okay? No, I don't think it's okay. But I'm not going to forcibly go in your house and tell you you can't do some of the privacy you own home. However, that was never enough. This is why when they started pushing the gay marriage, so many Christians became so outraged. And of course, they said, oh, it's not a big deal. They just want to get married. And a lot of the libertarians said, yeah, you know what? If they want to get married, they want to pay the taxes, they can do it too. The issue was, that was never the end game. That was never enough. They wanted to completely push the envelope further and further and further until now, the gay agenda, that's almost a side story now. Now the whole thing they want to push is this gender confusion, gender dysmorphia, gender mental disorder, and turn it into something that it's not. It's something that basically it's normal and okay when it's not. And to see this, Dad, and see what they did to these people going to this movie theater was absolutely disgusting to me. And I think, personally, the movie theater needs to be sued for exposing their children to this without any disclosure before they went in there. But that's just my personal opinion.
Here's the problem that parents have. You know, it's a PG-13 movie, right? And, you know, over there in Singapore, they had to take the lesbian stuff out of it because they basically were going to give it an R rating, and they knew the numbers would be through the floor. Now, what does that mean? So you say, okay, it's PG-13, whatever. Now, here's what that means. That means you have a whole bunch of parents dropping their kids off to go see the movie because they don't have to have a parent or guardian with them who are under the age of 17. Some of them 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds going with a group of friends. So now we got all these young influence. They're not there with their parents. And these 10 and 12-year-old kids, they can't just walk out of the movie theater and get a refund. They don't have a ride home. They're stuck. They can't leave. They're probably too young to take Uber. They probably don't have a credit card. So they're stuck. And they knew that. This theater knew that. They knew they would trap a whole bunch of kids there. And then the parents got up who were there, who had some sense, a Verstand, you'd call it in German, and basically walked out dragging their kids with them and getting refunds. But how about all those young children? And how about all the parents that were there who enjoyed the show, who thought it was cool? See, here's the problem that we have, and this is the slippery slope to hell that we're on here in the United States and the world. The Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the ones who like the snake in the tree, they're doing everything they possibly can, according to the Sabbatean Zevi, to bring back hell on earth, to bring back the other part of their snake on the tree thing that they believe. And so they're trying to corrupt everything to the point of to complete and total Genesis chapter 6, when everything was evil all of the time. And this is their goal. This is their mantra. This is what they want. And this is what they've been pushing with the transgender stuff. Like you said, the gay stuff wasn't enough. Now I've got to be a woman who's pretending that I'm a man so I can have a baby as a transgender man with a sperm donor who was a man who's now a transgender woman who donates sperm, and it makes Drudge and it makes Breitbart. It's perversion. It shouldn't make any of these people. It's a bunch of sickos doing a bunch of sick crap is what it is. Now, step back one more time to the Kabbalist Hollywood people who run entertainment in the United States. The last few years, we've had a plethora of witch movies and horror movies that have broken all bounds of decency and any level of just, they're so perverted and so awful. We have witches in movies now doing full-blown witchcraft with full-blown spells, with full-blown symbolism, and performing full-blown, I don't even like talking about it, full-blown sacrifices of gutting people and pulling out their internal organs on the screen. And people watch it. We have full-blown warlocks with full-blown witches doing full-blown ceremonies with full-blown bloodletting and cutting their palms. Now we've got kids in schools cutting their palms for blood rituals. And now we've got this plethora of witches running around. You say, it ain't that bad. Oh, it's not that bad. Last night, I'm having dinner here in Tallahassee, College Town. And I'm at a restaurant. It's okay restaurant. I won't eat there again. The food was okay, but it wasn't worth the price. Eating out at a restaurant is kind of a waste of money anyhow, in case you guys haven't noticed, unless it's a really good restaurant. And so we're talking to the waitress. She's real nice. She's 22 years old, graduated with 2 degrees in anthropology and English. And she's very smart. And she wants to go and get a PhD and continue in school. And she's from a small rural area in Central Florida. And she was extremely nice. Nice girl. And my youngest son, Harrison, was there with us. And he's 20 years old. And he's in school here. And I started asking her some questions. And she's got the student loans, but she's working 3 jobs to pay her way through school, so she won't need many student loans. Her parents aren't helping her with school. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit kind of checked me and said, she's not who she says she is. She's not what she seems. And so I started listening to what she's saying. And then she's saying, well, I really want to study ancient traditions and ancient foods and herbs. I'm like, okay. So I'm talking to her a bit more, and she starts talking. I said, well, do you have a boyfriend? She goes, no, we had a boyfriend, but you know, I no longer have a boyfriend. I had him for about 1.5 years, and not with him anymore. I'm like, okay. And finally she says, starts talking about how her and her roommate each have a black cat. And I looked at her and I said, you guys know me. You know I did this. And I said, oh, you have a black cat. Are you a witch? And she looked at me, Austin, and she didn't know what to say. And she goes, yes, I'm a witch. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Here we have a witch waiting on us at the table. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just messed up. And the problem is she's a great server. I can't really say I got a stiffer because she's a witch. I'm not going to give her any money, so I gave her a good tip. And I thought to myself, how messed up is this child? How many of these movies did she see? How many times did she watch one of her friends cut their palms and use their own blood in an incantation? How much of these old herbs and potions does she want to put together, and she wants to study this for a PhD? Yeah, now you start to see the point. Holy Spirit checked me on it. And she walked away from the table, and Harrison goes, well, she was just kidding. I said, no, she wasn't. Nobody tells you they're a witch because they're kidding. Don't do that. Because it's too big of a risk. And he's wearing a shirt that's got, it says Jesus on it underneath his jacket. And I thought to myself, how sad that we're leaving a generation of children thinking that witchcraft and Satanism, I mean, go look up Luciferianism in Wikipedia. It makes it sound like it's the latest, greatest, and how Lucifer's such a great guy. What? Okay. Guys, let me give you a heads up real quick if you're a kid and you're listening to me right now and you're kind of getting mad at me or whatever you want to say, because I really don't care. But here's the deal. You think he's a good guy, huh? You think this fallen angel's a good guy. You do, huh? Why does he want you to take your children and drain their blood and sacrifice them to him? Why does he want you to kill people in sacrificial ceremonies? And why is he trying to put sickness and disease on all these people that you don't like? He's the good guy? Well, crap, if he's the good guy, I'd hate to see the bad guy. Do you not have a moral compass? Where is your line in the sand? I mean, think about what I'm saying. You think he's the good guy because you've been reading Wikipedia and you've been going to these movies, you've been watching this sick stuff they've been putting out there? Guys, whenever I go to a movie and they're showing previews, and you say, do you really do this? Yeah, I really do this. Whenever they show stuff on the movie, on the screen, I just close my eyes. That's kind of like the portal to your soul, a lot of the ancients said. I don't want that stuff in my brain. I don't want to bounce it around and rattling around in my head. I don't want to see that stuff. I just close my eyes. They force you to go watch these previews of these horror shows. I'm like, this is just, why? And remember what that Roth guy said, that guy who's had an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ in Hollywood? What did he say? I'm not going to use his word, but I'll use the abbreviation. He goes, I want to F up an entire generation of people by my movies. Now, if that's not Kabbalist in nature, I don't even know what to say about that. Why is that your goal? Why do you want to F up an entire generation of people and make them basically socially so twisted and messed up in their mind and depraved that they think that all of this stuff is okay? Why do I have to deal with a witch serving me dinner? What do I have to do? Do a survey now? Do I have to have them fill out a job application before they serve me dinner? Do I really want a witch serving me? This is the second time this has happened. Happened to me in a little restaurant in Lake Alfred about 4 or 5 years ago. She has doggone pentagram on her doggone wrist. Tattooed pentagram on her wrist. And I looked at her and I said, are you wicked? She goes, yeah, I sure am. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's nice. See, when these guys, when you ask them a question, you're that direct with them and you say, are you a witch? Remember who their lord and master is. They serve Lucifer. They're on the dark side. And if they're doing all of this stuff and they're involved in all of this stuff, it's kind of like somebody asks you, are you a Christian? Your answer better be a resounding yes, I am. Yes, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, by my Jesus. I'm a Christian. That's your answer. What, are you going to deny Christ? If you're a Christian, if you're a satanic Satan worshiper, they pretty much have some kind of rules, but inverted and backwards. They got to admit to this stuff. It was so funny, Austin, how she looked at me and didn't know how to respond. Because, I straight put her on the spot. Are you a witch? Now, I can't be any more direct than that. I mean, I didn't even tiptoe through the tulips, which I don't do. I just asked her, are you a witch? You got a black cat, are you a witch? Oh, yeah, I am. I said, okay. Unbelievable. And this is the generation that will be running the United States of America. What kind of shows are they going to be watching on TV and at the movie theater in 20 to 30 years from now? Because it can't get any worse than this. Full-blown incantations, full-blown symbolism, full-blown ritual abortions, full-blown cutting people's internal organs out on the show, and people watch it. Watch it! Oh, my gosh. This country's in for a mess. So's the world. Yeah. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, and I mean, and remember, this is why I've always been so diametrically opposed to Harry Potter. Even when I was younger, when a lot of stuff came out, I didn't like those films. They're just
weird. Exactly right.
This is the generation, this is the byproduct of a generation that was steeped in Satanism and witchcraft in movies and books. Think about that for a second. If you prod out a movie or books like Harry Potter back in the 60s and 70s and tried to make them go full-blown viral, mainstream, essentially, there would have been some serious backlash. People would have been like, no, this is sick stuff. You're sitting here talking about witchcraft and incantations and all this stuff. We're not going to let our children read this. Now they bring it out and everybody loves it. It does hundreds of millions of dollars. The books go everywhere. Well, you got to think about it. Like Dad just said, a lot of times these kids going to the movie theater, they're not driving themselves. They're not buying a ticket. They're not going to the bookstore and buying the book or going online and ordering the book to their house. Their parents bought these books. They the kids. They bought the DVDs. They allowed it to come into their house. And when you watch this stuff, it desensitizes you. Because you slowly start thinking, oh, they're riding around on brooms. They're witches. They're having fun. Look how cool they are. They're casting spells on people. He's waving a wand around and doing incantations. This is so cool. This is so fun. This is so hip. I want to do the same thing. That in itself, in my opinion, and I've held this for a while, has been one of the main points as far as pushing that on the children. And I think Harry Potter, my personal opinion, has been one of the biggest influences of witchcraft and all the stuff on the younger generation, and is also reason too why this stuff has become so popular and so mainstream now and so accepted, to where Dad's right, there's a lot of people now, they're open about it. It's a cool thing. It's hip now. You talk about you being a witch in the 60s or 70s, they're probably still going to go chase you down with pitchforks back then. I mean, they're like, oh, no, this isn't cool. No, you better keep that yourself. Not anymore. This is why, again, I reiterate, it's so important. Your grandkids, your kids, you know what they're watching. You know what they're seeing. And making sure they're not getting exposed to this weird, weird sick stuff. I mean, you can't protect them from everything. I got that. You don't want to be this, you know, bah humbug Grinch parent. You can't do anything. You can't read anything if it's not, you know, 100% Christian, this and that all the time. I get that. I mean, we live in a world. I mean, you can't shelter them from everything forever. But you sure as heck don't have to bring those movies home. You sure as heck don't have to bring those books home. You don't have to take them to the movie theater and drop them off to go see Star Wars that has blatant lesbian agenda theming and kissing in it. And then when you see movie theaters like this Alamo House, this sick stuff on it, promoting this whole transgender even before it, my opinion, I would completely boycott that movie theater, the entire chain. I would not even go to that movie theater ever again, and I would make sure everybody knew I was never going to that movie theater ever again. But apparently a lot of parents are. I was reading some of the Twitter feeds a second ago. There's still a lot of parents that are absolutely irate about this, and for good reason. They should be. And again, vote with your money. If you don't want to promote bestiality and homosexual agenda, don't go see Beauty and the Beast when it comes out. Ooh, I got a lot of emails on that one. Why do we want to give money to an agenda that's blatantly trying to completely and totally fill our children's heads with garbage and promote debauchery and degenerate behavior, and we want to give money to these companies to promote it onto our children, and then we wonder why all of these kids are turning out completely and totally nuts? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to put 1 + 1 = 2 together. You get this result when you add this variable in. You take the variable out, the result's not there anymore. They want kids to be exposed to this stuff. It's like I said, with Amazon and Walmart selling books basically to conjure up demons. Oh, I'm gonna create my own demon. I'm gonna conjure up my own demon. That's cool. That's great. That's fantastic. Are you kidding me? This book shouldn't even, no. You shouldn't even be getting those. Kids should not even see those books. There's nothing that these kids need to see in those books that they need to be exposed to, especially at a young age. So that's my stance on that as well, Dad. Also, too, in other news, this is something that has gotten very little talk, and this is something that I want to kind of bring up again, because this has been going on for quite some time in Samoa. If you guys remember Samoa, which is the island out there in the Pacific, it's near Fiji. If you guys remember, though, back in 2018, if you guys remember this, there were two girls that received the MMR vaccine, and they literally died back to back. It was like one child got the shot, she died within minutes. Next child got the shot, died within minutes. And the people of Samoa basically became very distrustful of vaccines. Well, something that people have not talked about is that massive globalist front groups enticed the island nation with a $34 million grant this year, encouraged them to carry out the vast vaccination project. And what's happened this year now, just a few months ago, Samoa went to full-blown vaccine medical martial law. They implemented mandatory vaccines because multiple people were getting the measles. And then they started vaccinating more people, and more people got the measles. And they couldn't figure out how everybody was getting the measles. And what happened was multiple people on the island started to pull the research up and saying, hey, the MMR vaccine causes you to shed live measles virus. Why are we getting shot up with this stuff? And why does everybody keep getting the measles if everybody's getting vaccinated, allegedly? Well, the government came in and basically said, no, you cannot decline to have the MMR vaccine. And they started going door to door to do vaccines, prohibiting vehicles from driving and sending police into cordon off areas for mandatory vaccines. I kid you not. And now what they've started doing is they've started arresting people for being anti-vaccine. Not even joking now. They're basically Edwin Tamizi, who was just arrested recently, a prominent anti-vaccine activist, has now been charged with incitement against government order for talking about the vaccines and what is in them and why the live measles virus basically is shed after you get the MMR vaccine. And they've arrested him and charged him now. He's being charged like felony charges now. Incitement against government order because he talked about what's going on with these vaccines over there in Samoa. Now, I'm not saying there's not other things going on that could be causing the measles to be more aggressive. I don't know. I'm not there. But what I am saying is there's more people being shot up with the MMR, more people are contracting the measles still, and now they've gone door to door for mandatory vaccines, and they're now arresting individuals that talk about any anti-vaccination, or actually I should call it vaccine truth. Just wanted to kind of bring that up so people understand. When a lot of people, I've heard them say, oh, government never goes door-to-door vaccines, medical martial law, you can, that's conspiracy theory, it'll never happen. Well, you know, okay, I'm just telling you what's happened over in Samoa right now, and I'm saying that they got a $34 million grant this year to push their vaccine project, and then suddenly everybody starts getting the measles once the vaccine starts getting implemented, and now they're arresting people over there for talking about vaccine truth. That's what I'm saying about this. So figure out what's going on. Do your best to analyze these situations and look at it and say, who profits from this? What is the agenda? Two girls die almost back to back after they get the MMR vaccine. That's supposed to be okay. That's supposed to be normal. That's supposed to be something that's just, that's acceptable behavior. No, it's not. This is what happens when you start having this vaccine mandatory implementation pushed upon you. And that is why I tell everybody, do your research, understand what's in these vaccines, and make your voice heard. Because the more that we're silent, the less that we speak up, the less that we're actually vocal about the truth about this stuff, the more they're going to slowly keep trying to push their agenda, just like we saw in New York earlier this year, Dad.
You know, Austin, the question is, who paid the $30 million? You know, you got to follow the money, and you got to figure out why they're doing a beta test in Samoa, because Samoan people are pretty aggressive. Some of them are pretty mean, and they're pretty big. They're big people. You know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he's Samoan. I mean, we got a lot of big people in Samoa that probably like to fight. And so I don't really understand why they thought they would pick that island. I guess because it's geographically isolated and it's an island. And if they infected it badly enough and they killed everybody on the island with whatever they're injecting in them, it wouldn't really matter because it wouldn't spread to the mainland. What the heck am I even saying? I retract all of that. Whoops, made a mistake on that comment. Being facetious, I guess, maybe. What's going on? Are we talking Plum Island here? What are we doing? Do we dislike Samoa that much? House-to-house searches with guns? Arrest, felony charges? Wow. I mean, what medical societies are doing this? I mean, here's an article from Breitbart. Medical societies provide cover for transgender industries' propaganda. Radical LGBTQ organizations and transgender drug and surgical industry are obtaining name brand support from the nation's largest medical and health societies to provide cover for their experimentation on children who suffer from gender dysphoria. That's what I just read from Breitbart. So what medical societies are pushing this whole thing with the vaccinations? Think about that for a second. I mean, is this something that, you know, why can't we talk about it? Why can't we ask what's in our vaccine? Why is it when you bring up a comment about maybe I'd like to have some safe vaccines that don't have aborted fetal cells and cancer cells and aluminum and mercury and squalene, maybe just something that's not going to poison me or my children? No, you can't talk about that. Why not? Well, you can't do that. It's verboten. You know, because grandma's a pig. But what does grandma have to do with this? Well, it doesn't make any difference. We gotta get you to say that grandma's a pig so that you'll believe everything we tell you, so we can show you that we can program your children so you can have a bunch of witches waiting on you when you're having dinner at night. What the heck? Video Marvel. I can't even make it up. Breitbart also has another interesting article. And I'm pulling a lot from Breitbart now because Drudge has become so completely compromised. It says that the Marvel Studios, now the president says that trans characters are coming very soon in an upcoming film. That way they can have the full transgender drag queen story hour in front of every Marvel movie coming to a theater near you, so you can watch it on stage live, that your children can wonder what in the heck. I told you not to support these clowns. Did I not tell you that? Did I not tell you that I walked out of Jumanji 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago? Walked out using God's name in vain for basically jokes. Nope, I'm done, I'm out, I'm finished, and I'm getting a refund. Guys, if you give them your money, they're going to keep doing it to you because you're giving them permission to do it to you. You got to stop supporting this mess. Got to stop it. Guys, I had the opportunity to pray for you today. It was a privilege. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us, your toothpaste from us, all the things that you can from us to support this show. Because, guys, nobody else is talking like this. I love you. Also, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And guys, I'm letting you know this right now. Make sure everybody, your whole family, is staying vigilant and prepared and ready for anything. There's no doubt about it that we're probably more than likely going to see some type of massive false flag event here pretty soon. I'm just being honest with you. That's what I've been told from a lot of people that I know. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes right now. This whole thing with Iran is not what we think it is. This whole staging war theater over there is not what we think it is. There's a lot of stuff being brought up right now and a lot of things. And I don't do fear mongering or anything like that. So what I'm telling you is, make sure you're prepared for anything. Make sure you have some stored up water in your house with water filtration. Make sure you have some food buckets, MREs, whatever your preference is. Make sure you have some backup vitamins, especially the ones you need, like for blood sugar and so forth. And make sure you have your security provisions in check. And also, keep fuel in your vehicles. That's a big thing that a lot of people forget, is they like to run their vehicles down on E all the time. When it gets to half a tank, fill it back up. That way, if you're in an emergency situation and you have to get somewhere, you're not going to be scrambling to try to get fuel or food at the last second. But I'm just encouraging everybody right now, stay prepped, stay ready for anything. If it occurs, we know what to do. But again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. Continue to stay awake, continue to get the news, get this freedom out there, and make sure people know what's really going on. So thank you for subscribing to our free weekly newsletter as well and supporting healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.